I will tell you what's really important. And it's not what you think. It's not the things that we put so much time into. Our work, our health, our money, our savings, even our education. Those things, at the end of the day, often don't matter. And you and I both know that many times they don't even make us happy. In fact, they bring more misery into our lives. We learn more things that only make us more arrogant. Maybe we learn more things that draw us away from God. Let me tell you what's important by introducing you to Francisco Marto. He only lived to be 11 years old. He was born on June 11th, 1908, and he died just 2 years after the apparitions at Fatima. He was a sweet boy. He was gentle. He was shy. He's my favorite. I love him so much. I went to Fatima myself, and I saw where he was baptized, and I read the plaque right next to the spot where he was baptized, and it said he was baptized on June 20th, my birthday. I knew there was a special connection. He was more sensitive than the other two. He was shy, he was quiet, he was more introverted. And he was there as a witness. You know, of the three, they each had distinct experiences of the Blessed Mother when she appeared to them. Lucia spoke to her, could hear her, could see her. Jacinta never said anything to the Blessed Mother. She could see her and she could hear her. Francisco could only see her. Did you know that he couldn't hear her? And he never said a word to her. But what he saw enraptured him. Francisco could have felt left out by not hearing Our Lady's voice. But I was praying and I asked, why couldn't he hear her voice? And God showed me. It's because he just wanted him to see. Francisco fell in love with who he saw. When he saw Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, he fell in love with it. He fell in love with her heart. He fell in love with God through that. And that's what's most important. Prayer, loving Our Lady, and loving God. And he shows us this. It's so funny, everything that he heard from her, he had to hear from his sister and his cousin. The prayers that the angel taught, the prayers that the Blessed Mother taught, he didn't hear any of those. He listened as they would pray, and then he would imitate them, and he would join them. Especially the one thing that impacted him the most was when Lucia was asking Our Lady, am I going to go to heaven? And Our Lady said, yes, very, very soon, Jacinta and Francisco, but he must pray many rosaries. That instruction never left him. From then on, till 2 years later when he died, he prayed many, many rosaries. He saw how beautiful she was. He imagined how beautiful heaven would be. And so he decided to pray as many rosaries as possible. Sometimes six, sometimes eight, up to 12 rosaries a day he would pray. He would sometimes walk away from them and they would ask him, Francisco, where are you going? He didn't want to tell them that he was praying rosaries. All he could think about was Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart and how sad she was made when we would sin against her. Those two things also occupied his mind. He was often so sad at how we offended God. And he would say, I want to console the good God who is so sad by the sins that we commit against him. The same with Our Lady. She showed them her Immaculate Heart surrounded by a crown of thorns, symbolizing the sorrows that she has when we sin. This pained him very much. And so for him, his greatest joy was giving joy to Our Lady. Giving joy to God by prayer and by sacrifices. His final sacrifice, like Jacinta, was at his death. He also, like her, contracted the Spanish flu, and he suffered silently. He didn't complain, not even once, and he prayed and prayed, and he died with rosary beads in his hands. I was there at his bed. I went to the bed where he died on, and I prayed before it. And I can tell you, It shows you what's important. Prayer, loving God, loving other people, avoiding sin. That's all that matters. Everything else is a distraction. I also got to meet his family. His parents were older in the family, and their younger siblings had children. So I met his niece. That was the most amazing moments of my life. I remember I went into the store, and she just sold a few things, maybe some candy, maybe some religious articles, just a few things. Fatima is a very simple town. And as I got closer to her, there were some pictures on the wall, and she said, look, she pointed. And then she pointed to a picture of Francisco, and I said, of Francisco? And she said, he's my uncle. And at that point, I almost passed out. I said, seriously? He's your uncle? I took a picture with her. Oh my gosh, the rest of that day, I felt like I was in heaven. I felt a small piece of the heaven that Francisco saw when he saw Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. I wish I could share that experience with you. My friends, love Francisco. Love him. Do what he did. Pray the rosary. Ask him to show you Our Lady. Ask him to show you Our Lady's heart. He's part of this wonderful story, taking us deeper to the center of it as we journey in these 9 days to Fatima. I'll see you in the next video.